Welcome and thank you for tuning into Real Estate with Yahya Chordani, a podcast dedicated to simplifying real estate, whether you are a buyer, seller, investor, or someone just looking to learn more about real estate without the hype. Hello, listeners. Thank you so much for tuning into Real Estate with Yahya Chordani, episode 4. I hope everyone is staying safe and healthy to combat this new Omicron strain. Every day I hear about so many people in quarantine, so please take care of yourself and stay safe. And now let's dive into today's episode. Today we will be talking about what credit is, what is the scoring system, why is it important for you when you buy a home, and what you can do easily yourself to improve it if needed. A credit report consists of personal information like your name, address, employer, along with details on all your debts, account history, and credit increase. All your credit cards will show up here with outstanding balances, payment history, date the account was opened, late payments, any bankruptcies, collections of utilities, medical bills, student loans, and any other type of borrowing history. Credit inquiries can have quite an impact on your report, so let's talk about that for a moment. Most inquiries will show up on your credit for about 2 years and then they will automatically fall off. These inquiries can be hard or soft in nature, impacting your credit differently. For example, any loan applications or credit card applications are considered hard inquiries, while soft inquiries are when you authorize a potential employer to run a background check. There are three main credit reporting companies, including Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, and they each have their own algorithms to score your report. So scores may differ on all three reports, so don't be surprised if you see a difference. Credit scores range between 300 and 850. Of course, a higher score simply means a lower risk to the lender, and a lower score means a higher risk to the lender. Now, scores of 800 or higher are considered exceptional. 740 to 799 are considered great, 670 to 739 are good, 580 to 699 are fair, and anything below 579 is poor. Think of it almost like a game where you must score the highest points to get the best services. Higher scores will get you pre-qualified offers, more aggressive interest rates on purchases with higher credit allowances, and better credit card offers and more. However, when it comes to buying a home, having stellar credit can save you literally thousands of dollars. For example, the difference of a half a percent could mean $9,720 over a 30-year term on a $100,000 mortgage. So on a $250,000 loan, that could mean $24,300 in 30 years. That's quite a bit of money. To lenders, your score determines your strength to repay the loan. Of course, with so many great lenders out there, with so many different loan products, in most cases, you should be able to get an approval unless there are serious credit issues. Even if you do qualify for a higher rate, if you are in need of buying a home, you can still refinance the loan later on by making on-time payments to reduce the rate. However, before making any decisions, please make sure to consult a finance professional to understand the full details of your particular transaction to ensure you are making an informed decision. Don't just do that without any proper guidance. So now that we have discussed why credit is so important when it comes to buying a home, let's talk about the steps you could take to keep track of your credit and or if you feel the need to improve it, what steps you could take to do this yourself. Now, I did want to talk about down payment assistance programs, but I think I'll keep that for the next episode. So stay tuned for the next one and we will definitely talk about that. Getting back to what you could do to improve your credit, the first thing I would recommend is taking advantage of the free annual credit report available to you by the federal government. You can go to the link on CFPB's website or just go to annualcreditreport.com. Just make sure it's linked on CFPB's website to make sure it's not a fake one, as there are a lot of them out there. And if you are wondering what CFPB means, it stands for Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This will give you an annual summary of your credit, and you can even use your banking apps to stay current. However, each bureau does report differently, so you may see a different score, which is totally normal. And do remember, even credit reporting companies make mistakes. So it is important to have your report so you could review any errors that need to be fixed or any other issues that need to be disputed. Also, keeping track of your credit regularly will motivate you to keep on working hard to reach new tiers. Also, paying down existing balances, particularly statement balances, will help a lot instead of the minimum payment, which will really not help you. And on-time payments over a prolonged period will make a big difference. Now, there is a general rule of thumb to keep credit utilization under 30%, which helps to build credit and keep it from staying stagnant. Of course, keeping it at a lower percentage would be even better. As you use less and pay off quick, it shows that you are a strong borrower and have the ability to pay back any debt pretty quickly, which gives lenders a lot of confidence in your ability. And if you do have any old open credit lines, don't close them, please, because believe it or not, they will impact you negatively. So instead, just let them be and just maybe use them occasionally to avoid having the account closed due to inactivity. And even though it may be tempting to apply for a lot of credit cards when you see a lot of great offers, please don't do that, because those inquiries will be considered hard inquiries and they will stay on your credit for at least 2 years, impacting your credit again. Not in a good way. These are some simple ways you can stay on top of your credit. There is, of course, a lot more to know. And just to start, you can just go to CFPB's website. They have a lot of information there. I will share the links I was talking about in the show notes so you can find them easily. Even though this was a brief discussion on credit, of course, this subject can become very lengthy. I do hope that everything I shared today did help you understand the importance of credit with some tips on how to improve it. Also, please remember, if you have fallen victim to any credit issues and are currently facing any problems, please don't let that stop you from taking any action to improve it. There are so many things you could do. You could do your research. You can go to the websites I discussed. You can even talk to a professional credit repair specialist or a lender or anybody in your family or your friends or anyone you know who may know a lot more about this, so they can guide you and help you formulate a plan to help build your credit back. It's okay. It happens. What's important about credit is that you find a way to bounce back rather than letting it keep you down, because lenders will look at your efforts and they will also make a decision based off that. So if you did have a period of any credit issues and then you came out of it and made good decisions, they will consider that when reviewing any loan applications. And that concludes our episode for today. Also, if you are enjoying the show and have any questions or would like me to talk about certain topics that you are interested in, feel free to leave me a review or even send me an email. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into today's episode. Please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and rate this podcast. And I look forward to seeing you on the next one. This is Yahya Chetani signing off.